Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, hour number two, here we go. And there he is. Welcome aboard, Greg. Good to have you, sir.
Hi, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, folks, hour number two, if you missed any part of hour number one, encourage you to pick it up. We'll have it up in the podcast. Our first guest, Don Jans, we talked about Marxism, communism. We talked about rhinos. We talked about why it's so important that we are engaged and involved in what's going on, recognizing truth. And then, of course, pray in Jesus' name. Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt was with us. We talked about the State of the Union address and Biden coming out of church on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, having supported on Tuesday both abortion and transgenderism, which don't line up with Catholic doctrine, not in any way, shape, or form. So a lot of contrast there, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, there's a lot of other things that Mr. Biden is doing that are contrary to us, including sharing secrets with our enemies. Let's just tell China what we're going to do and have the so we know that a country that has declared unrestricted warfare against us and released a biochemical weapon on our population. Well, yeah, we should have the president of our country going and talking to their president and sharing trade secrets so that that way they can take them and give them to one of our other enemies. To help us sort all of this out, I'm very pleased to welcome to the program from the Middle East Forum, Greg Roman is with us. Greg, welcome. Good to have you.
Hi, good morning.
Well, so it's, you know, I mean, why not, right? You know, if you're going to be the president of one country, you should collaborate with your enemies who are trying to destroy your country and tell them all of your secrets so that that way they can destroy your country. And that should be perfectly fine, right, Greg?
Well, I think it's a little bit more nuanced and complex than that. But in general, you have a president who, on one hand, is determined to unite the free world against Russia. And on the other hand, he sits, or his team sits, with the very same country in the same room, going forward to try to get a deal that will allow a country which hates America, Iran, obtain a nuclear weapon. So on one hand, they are condemning Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. On the other hand, they're sitting and chatting and laughing with Russia, plotting the next Iranian nuke. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, and I would take it a step further and say, too, you know, that while, I mean, this is kind of like, it's either the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, or they're just trying to pull the wool over our eyes. They're wolves in sheep's clothing, because while they're sitting there talking about, oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, we want Russia to stop. We want Russia to stop. Jen Psaki came out yesterday and said, well, you know, we really don't favor this idea of cutting off gas and oil and buying gas and oil from Putin, which is giving him $1 billion a day to fund this war against the Ukrainians. And yeah, because that's going to hurt Americans. Because, you know, we wouldn't want to start drilling here in America and make America energy independent again. God forbid we should do that.
Right. And I think that if you see an article that I wrote back in the beginning of February, which addressed our energy problems, not just emanating from Russia, but also from the policy decisions that this president has made over the past 14 months since he's been in office, it's sort of like we're shooting ourselves in the foot and then hoping to run a mile. And in doing so, every time we have the opportunity to become either energy independent, to make a decision that perhaps we're not going to prioritize American energy, at least we should go to our allies and not buy energy or invest in hydrocarbon resources from countries which are anathema to our interests. I mean, you mentioned that statistic of over $1 billion a day, which is going to Russian coffers, which is then helping to fund the war in the Ukraine, but also to prop up the oligarchs, to allow Russia to subsidize basic goods so its citizenry doesn't get up in revolt. If you're familiar with this, there's been two times in Russian history since the collapse of the Soviet Union that entire cities have rioted and almost kicked out Russian control. The first was in a place called Vladivostok, which is the closest Russian city to Alaska on Russia's far east coast. In Vladivostok, they raised taxes on vodka and cigarettes. The next day, the entire town was out and was furious at the government for going out. And why do I mention that? Because these basic staples, like alcohol, like cigarettes, like bread, like subsidized gasoline, are all possible because of U.S. energy remittances going to the Russians, and then, therefore, the Europeans. Imagine if all of a sudden Putin didn't have the money, not just to subsidize his war, but also not to subsidize basic Russian staples. That would be a pretty easy way to guarantee the end of Putin's behavior vis-a-vis Eastern Europe. And the second item to think about is that countries like Germany have now made decisions to meet their NATO military spending standards to build liquid natural gas terminals rather than rely on Russian imports. And I think that if Germany can make a decision to say, you know what, it's time to get energy from democracies rather than for dictatorships, it's okay for the United States to say it's okay for us to drill in democracies rather than subsidizing a dictator.
Well, I mean, you know, geez, I don't know, Greg, but it sounds to me like you're trying to use, you know, logic to have this conversation, and I don't know that actually fits the bill, because you know, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of that going around these days. I don't know. That's you know, that may be my uneducated opinion, but it just seems as though you know, the use of logic is just ridiculous.
No, but look, I have to say this, though. There are careerists, what we had called the fourth of the state, right?
Yeah.
The shadow government, that are individuals who are appointed into the senior executive service during the Trump administration, even so during Obama and during the second George Bush administration. People have been in office for 20, 30 years. Even some of those who are in their early 60s who cut their teeth in the 80s, in the Reagan administration, dealing with the fall of the Soviet Union. There's a lot of skilled and accomplished people in the U.S. government who know how to deal with Russia, who have made studying Putin a career.
Yep.
This is their time to shine. But they have the opportunity to succeed only if the president doesn't adopt policies which will make us lead toward failure. And he's doing, you got to give Biden credit. He's doing a great job rallying the troops in NATO, rallying the rest of the free world against Putin. But he undercuts his policies if he allows Putin to be condemned for the Ukraine, but then celebrated for Iran, for Africa, for allowing the Russian pumps to stay open and not cut off those spigots which subsidize his tyranny.
And I would suggest that the rallying that he is doing, now I was pleased with some of the things that were said by the American ambassador to the UN. I listened to some of what she had to say, and I thought that was great. But some of the rallying, honestly, in these early days that Biden has done has been more about the absence of America than it has been about the presence of Joe Biden. I mean, the fact that America was not, you know, on the field and not really doing anything, and as has been suggested, you know, they were using On the one hand, here they are negotiating with Russia, asking Russia to be the one to negotiate with Iran. And then on the other hand, divulging secrets to Xi, who is then running and telling those things to Putin. And we know that we have clearly an evil axis that has formed, and it formed while Trump was in the White House. We know that Xi and Putin and Erdogan and Rossi were all meeting together talking about how they could take advantage of the chaos on the streets of America. You know, I mean, it's just, wow, it blows my mind, you know, but I agree. I think Joe Biden's done a great job of rallying NATO, but I think it's been more because of his absence than it's been because of his presence.
It doesn't mean anything. Presidents, they're judged on how least they fail, not how much they succeed. Okay. I'm sorry to be the cynic. But
we have
spiraling inflation. We have made decisions which have undercut our ability to operate as a country. I mean, for instance, look at the what they call boomflation. You have 700,000 jobs which are added to the American labor rolls. A reduction in unemployment to 3.8% at the end of February. Great statistics coming from BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But then prices are up across the board. So you're now working to pay the debt that you incurred during Corona. And you're now working to eventually pay what's going to be a huge tax offset from everything that was supposed to help us beforehand. Not to mention that if they continue, today being the White House and the Department of Energy and the Department of Defense, to not put the right sort of sanctions on Putin, to so-called subsidize our energy and gas markets because of a worry that cutting off Russian oil and gas will all of a sudden lead to an increase in the pump, they can offset that by investing here in America, by encouraging Canada to restart the Keystone XL pipeline, give tax incentives to natural gas companies to build LNG terminals here in the U.S., but also overseas. And these are all things that were implemented during the Trump administration, even some things Obama did, which were good for turning from coal to natural gas. I'm not saying that we should be a coal-driven country, but find the fuels that work for you and do it so that it can be done on the cheap for Americans, not at our expense because of a foreign policy that's correct, but not at the price of hurting our pockets.
No, I agree. Well, and here's something that's interesting I'm just going to throw out, okay? You know, every war, and in particular world wars that have been, that America's been engaged in, have been overseen by Democratic presidents. And here's what's happening, and this just came to me, and I'm just going to throw it out there, Greg, and we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. But we have a situation now where all of a sudden it's been decided the pandemic is over. You notice that? The NFL says the pandemic is over. I mean, all over, everywhere, they're all saying the pandemic is over. I read an article earlier this morning. I forget which group it was, but another one of the big groups. The pandemic is over. We're lifting all of the restrictions. It's all done. It's over. No more masks. No more shot mandates. None of that going on. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a precursor so that you can try to load up factories with people that are producing war mechanisms. And war has been the Democratic Party's answer to an economic engine. In other words, when recession comes, when inflation is high.
This is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Greg, you brought up a good point, and I appreciate that relative to the war issue. I was focusing more on the what are clearly historically identified as the world wars, World War One, World War Two. But there's no question that we ended up in conflicts and have had conflicts and wars under presidents other than Democratic Party presidents, as you mentioned, Richard Nixon, and we had Vietnam, although Vietnam really started under Lyndon Johnson, and Nixon inherited the Vietnam conflict.
Not to, you know, pull straws here, but it did start under Eisenhower.
Okay.
China,
right. Well, but, and you could even go back, you know, to the Korean War, because really we did the Korean War, but to me, we were fighting against communism. As a former Cold War member of the military, United States Air Force, Russian linguist, I mean, we were fighting communism in those battles. There was, you know, the beginning of the manipulation of the media and the insurgency and the change in public opinion was all predicated on the use of disinformation, and Pacheco speaks about that in his book that he wrote, Disinformation. But I don't know. We're sort of off topic. We're not off topic, because in reality, this is all a part of this whole situation, right? We have a battle domestically right here in the United States. There are a lot of people that have huge concerns right now. Steve Bannon is talking quite a bit about, hey, you know, we don't want to send our guys over to Ukraine. Warmongers are trying to do this and so on and so on. And I agree with him to a degree, but I think we can defend the Ukrainian people, because I'm talking to the Ukrainian people directly. I'm talking to my pastors over there in the Ukraine, and they're saying, we don't want your American blood over here. We don't want to be an occupied country. We just want our freedom. We want our liberty. And if you guys can assist us by giving us the munitions necessary to repel Russia, we're down with that.
You know, Europe, and Ukraine in particular, reminds me of the wars of attrition that Israel had. We had much greater numbers and more heavily equipped nations back in 48 and 56. And the Israeli position was always to its allies, we will fight our own war. Just make sure that you have our back on the supply, logistics, and material side. And that's what the Ukrainians are doing.
Yep.
I mean, they are going pound for pound asymmetrically, but they are holding the Russians at bay as much as the country their size can be expected to. And I think that, you know, when guys like Steve Bannon and Steve, I have had a few interactions over the years, he has a certain way of looking at things. And he's right to not want American soldiers on the ground in Ukraine. And you're right that the Ukrainians are saying, we don't want you, we just want your support. But there's a third way to go about this. And this is the war that the U.S. can wage against Russia and China and our competitors, underlined by the fact that I think it's okay for Americans to expect our government to make us better than everyone else. The idea that American exceptionalism is in one way is just based off of our strength and our ability to project power is one philosophy. But there's another philosophy, which is it's okay for us to kick our enemy when they're down. There's nothing in politics or in geopolitical play or real policy that says that you have to play nice with all of your neighbors, especially those neighbors who've had it out for you. So when we're talking about disinformation, when we're talking about U.S. capabilities, information warfare, cyber warfare, the use of economic sanctions, if we are justified right now to take the Russians down a few pegs, we should exploit that position. Because in the long run, it's going to be good for us, it's going to be good for our allies, it's going to be a good show that when our friends are threatened, we are there to assist. We had a really hard time doing that when the Iran deal was passed back in 2015, and when the first Maidan revolution took place with the Ukraine in 2014, when Yanukovych was thrown out of power in Kiev. We made some gestures of support, but we abandoned whole dozens of American allies. The reason why the Saudis and the Emiratis and the Israelis and the Egyptians became America's skeptics under Obama is because Obama put his ideology before he put what he thought may have been best pragmatically for this country and for its allies. But the fact that Biden is now doubling down and he is showing support for Ukraine, that's very good. But he's got to back it up with the decisions we talked about in the beginning of our conversation by withdrawing from the Iran talks, putting more pressure on China, not giving everything over in our trade negotiations with people who are erstwhile enemies. And once he does that and he makes that course correction, he may be able to make up for the ground that Obama lost, and in some cases, Trump lost too. I think of Turkey and those countries. Not to knock Trump too much, but with mistakes on both sides.
Man, thank you for that analysis. I really appreciate that, Greg, very much. You know, there's a lot to digest, and we'll have this up as a podcast as well for those of you who, really need to listen in to what Greg's suggesting, because there's a lot there in what you said. You put a lot of meat on the bone, my friend. You put a lot of meat on the bone. But, you know, it's a lot to digest. This is a very complex situation that we're in. And as believers, we need to be praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ in the Ukraine. We need to be praying for Putin to have his eyes opened and to stop being an oppressor, because that's really, I think, what his ultimate goal here is. He wants the Ukraine. He wants to annex the Ukraine into Russia once again. And the history there is horrific.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundahl with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And we are trying to reach Maureen right now. I know she's on the road, so could be we're going to have a challenge getting hold of her, but hopefully, she's finishing an interview. Let's see, we are live. So please call in. Let's see, I am on now. All right, there we go. Okay, let's see. 209-380. There we go. And there we go. So she should be calling in here momentarily. And we will get Maureen Steele on. Something that Greg Roman mentioned to me on the out as he was signing off with me, and that is, by all means, let's also be praying for President Zelensky. He needs wisdom. He needs protection. He's survived two assassination attempts in the last 2 days. So we need to be covering him in prayer. And if you are watching, if you're following, I had an interview up. We'll try and get it back up possibly this afternoon and get it shared to you. So sign up with our, by the way, sign up at our email at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. And if you will get signed up there, we will get you this interview that I did with Vitaly this past Sunday. And really, I'll be honest with you there. You know, I mean, yes, there's been some changes and some updates and things are intensifying. But overall and in general, the attitude and the mood is still the same. And as I said, the Ukrainian people are not pushing for American blood to be spilled in their country. They're not asking us to send the United States military to their rescue. They're not asking for UN forces, peacekeeping forces, NATO forces. They're not asking for that. They're asking NATO to help them with supplies. And we also should understand, and it's something that was pointed out, and I think there's if you go to Fox Nation, they've got a pretty good history that they've done relative to this. But understand that, you know, after the fall of the USSR, the Ukrainians who have been brutalized by Russian leadership, Stalin in 32 and 33, again in 39. I mean, the Ukrainians have been brutalized, and consistently it was the Ukrainians that Russia would turn to, because they're one of the largest countries that was subjugated by the Russians. But they would consistently use them as an example and do devastating and hurtful and harmful things to them. And when it was the Ukrainians that were, you know, the pro-democracy sub-nation, so to speak, that helped, and it was their efforts and their voices on the street. All right, here we go. And this is Pastor Greg. Welcome to the program. Is this Maureen?
It is. Pastor Greg, good morning. I'm so sorry I'm running a little late.
Maureen, I already told my audience, I said she's traveling, and I've, you know, done a little bit of traveling myself. So, yeah, I completely understand. We're just glad to have you with us. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
It's an exciting day. We're heading to Hagerstown this morning. So convoy has rolled out, and we are on our way to Hagerstown.
Very, very cool. Talk to me about the journey along the way, and also I guess we really probably need to, because there's a differentiation. There's the People's Convoy, and then there's a Trucker's Convoy. Not that there's competition or anything, but you guys are two different groups. Can you talk about that for just a second?
Sure. I'm happy to. There was a number of groups that formed right out of the gate. And yeah. One of them was like the Freedom Convoy. One of them was the Truckers Convoy. There was a number of them. We are the People's Convoy. We had the backing of U.S. Freedom Flyers, 35,000 pilots. We have the backing of the Global COVID Summit, which is Dr. Malone and Urso and McCullough and Ryan Cole.
Wait a minute. You can't talk about those guys because then we'll be thrown off of social media. You know that, right?
I know. Yeah. Are they bad?
So 3 days ago, my account with Vimeo was deleted. 308 videos, over a year's worth of product, deleted off their platform because I dared to speak to Dr. Judy Mikovits several times.
That's taboo. You can't do that.
No.
If you speak the truth or another opinion, that's bad.
Well, and then I talked about election fraud as well. You know, I mean, I had David Shostokas, who actually testified with Rudy Giuliani in Pennsylvania, and his testimony, which he relayed on my program, was considered to be misleading and disinformation by the Vimeo cabal.
You know, it's just shocking what's going on in our country right now, and I think the average person sees that. This is just propagandizing, and this is suppression of free speech, and this is one of the first steps in the playbook of, you know, communism and communistic takeovers, is you start censoring the information. And, you know, if they're not afraid of it, you know, the truth always has a way of coming to light, and they keep trying to suppress it. So, you know, I think it just speaks volumes, and it doesn't matter to me what side of the aisle you're on. Everyone should be concerned about that.
Yes, ma'am.
But back to the convoy.
Yes. Yeah, no,
there
please.
There were several ones that formed, and we're the People's Convoy, and we are going the distance of some of these other convoys defunct. We are grouping up in Hagerstown. There's more convoys that are joining up with ours. I want to announce and get this on record.
Yeah.
The People's Convoy had never and does not have any intention of going into D.C. proper. We've been saying that right out of the gate.
Yep.
So if some of these other smaller convoys have plans on doing that, that is not the People's Convoy. That is not our intent. It never was. And we don't advise that. We don't advocate for that. We are going into the D.C. area, and we're excited. We have a lot of people that are going to be joining us on our final day in the area, and there'll be some great speakers, and some of the COVID Summit docs are coming out to speak, and it's just been such a jovial, fun party atmosphere, you know, this whole journey since we left Barstow. We left with thousands of people sending us off. We had three tractor trailers full to bursting just leaving Barstow, with just the incredible generosity of, you know, the American people.
And I think you're having an impact, because I've seen several, you know, the National Football League just declared the pandemic is over. You know, the medical experts at the National Football League.
The mere specter of the convoy coming is when they started rolling back the mandates. The blue states started lifting the mandates, and Biden started talking about lifting it. And now they're talking, you know, the Senate just passed lifting the national emergency. And so, you know, we are having an impact.
Yeah.
And it's good for the country to see this, that, you know, it is we the people. This is the government works for us.
Amen.
And, you know, and we just want our rights back. We want our freedoms back. And we want life back as we knew and loved it. You know, and I don't think it's even just the temperature that I get of the American people out there.
Sorry.
I was convoy song.
Well, and I'm showing you know, so you're on my screen. I'm letting people see, you know, your website and some of your
plays.
Yeah, and some of your, so when you click on it, yeah, the song starts playing in the background.
It
so
does.
Yeah.
It's a convoy.
I love it.
Giddy
oh
up.
Man.
Yeah.
Rubber ducky.
Yeah, that's right. So it's been a real party atmosphere. It's been fun. People have been crying just for the sense of patriotism and pride in country. They feel just the relief that we can finally do something, that
Amen.
We're taking action.
Amen.
Everywhere we've gone, people, I think there was only 6 or 7 overpasses, truly, from California to where we are right now, that weren't crowded with people, that there wasn't people on them. You know, even if it was like a dozen people.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's thousands of people waving the American flag as we go down the highway. Sometimes there's just like a guy in a car in a business suit like up on a little rise, just waving the American flag all by himself, just as we go by. And, you know, it's just amazing. And he's just pumping, you know, just watching us go. And it brings tears to everyone's eyes.
Yeah.
I always tell people on stage at night, some of my favorite things are just the beauty of the human heart, you know, and I think we've lost sight of that in all of this disaster over the last couple of years. The people have felt alone, and they don't anymore. But
yeah.
People have felt that the goodness in the world had been sucked out almost.
Right.
And being part of this and watching this, that it is alive and well. Patriotism is alive and well, and so is an American generosity. In the back of our operations bus, we have a Rubbermaid bin, and it's full of letters. And we have letters in there from parents, from business leaders, from nuns, and children. And those are my favorite ones, the kids writing letters to the truckers. And this one little girl, Savannah, she emptied out her piggy bank, and she put all her money, you know, there's a $10 bill, a $2 bill, and three $1 bills, and a piece of candy, you know, with notes for the truckers, thanking them for keeping her free.
We're gonna
didn't want to get the shot.
We're going to go to a quick break, so we'll take it out. Last 10 seconds with Convoy.
Come on.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door good.
Put that website up.
Things alive. Looks like we've got us a convoy.
Dark the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth full of loves.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Spending. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy? The prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My very special guest is the organizer of thepeoplesconvoy.org. You can find them at thepeoplesconvoy.org. They are going to be getting to Hagerstown, Maryland. The Hagerstown Speedway is where they're headed to right now, coming through PA as we speak, on I-70. And you know, you can get out there, get out on the overpasses and support them. Let them know you love them. Let them know you appreciate what they're doing. Join them if you can. You know, you may not be able to join them for the whole trip, but maybe where you're at, you can spend a couple of hours with them. And find out how you can help and how you can be engaged in the message and how you can be involved. They would love to hear from you. ThePeoplesConvoy.org. Maureen, I'm sorry because I kind of interrupted you with the whole you know, censorship thing. But so there were several convoys that began. You guys have continued. You were mentioning some of the groups that had that are on board with you. You mentioned Dr. Malone and so forth. I'm going to have Dr. McCullough coming on the program here probably, I think, next week.
Nice.
Yeah. But talk to me about that. Talk to me about some of the things that are being shared when you guys have your rallies each night. And then we'll talk about, too, the heart of the people as you're seeing it, because I think that's so critical. There's a lot of hope in that.
There is. You know, over the past 2 years, 2.5 years, maybe even longer, we've been looking for something to unify us as a nation. And this is it. This is the great unifier. Freedom is the one thing in the banner all of us can rally under. We have people at our rallies and at night, wherever we are, we have rainbow flags there. We have American flags there. There's people from every nationality, every creed and color, and everyone's just loving each other. It's really hard to explain. I mean, we are absolutely unified. The false narrative that's been fed to us that we are inherently racist, that we are divided, is so false. When you come out to just drive the highway where the convoy is going through, people are coming out of the woodwork. Literally, they're walking out of the woods sometimes on the sides of the highway carrying flags and screaming. And they're crying on the side of the road just watching this majestic convoy go down the street. Pastor, our convoy is 70 miles long right now. It is not just truckers. It is we the people. It is moms in minivans with the family dog and the kids. It's business people. There's Mercedes-Benz in the convoy along with trucks and RVs. It's just what a sight to behold. It gives you so much pride in your country, in being American, and the fact that, you know, it is the 11th hour, and we all know it. We are waking up very late in this game, but I will tell you what, we are waking up, and people are taking action. They are coming out, and people that can't come to the bridges or even join the convoy for a day, they are rallying in their own hometown. They are holding vigils. They are holding, you know, they're going around their, you know, state buildings and county buildings, and they are making it known that they're with that convoy. They might not be able to drive down the road, but they're with them in heart and in spirit, and they're rooting for them. And, you know, it's a little surprise, and I think this resonates with the American people as well, that it is the blue-collar boys that have thrown their hat in the ring first, as they always have in all the wars we fought. Mm-hmm. Blue collar America is the first to jump in to fight for our freedom, and they're doing it again, you know, and it is such a beautiful thing to see these truckers, you know, who've already suffered so much with the mandates and all of that, and the skyrocketing gas prices, doing what they're doing, being the tip of the spear, fighting for our freedom. And I'm so proud of them. I'm proud to be part of it. I'm proud of this very peaceful messaging campaign we've been able to put together. We've had zero incidents on our entire journey. You know, there's no hate. There's no nothing. And that's what's so heartening, too. It's not like we've had to suppress it or get rid of people. No one is coming to the plate with any messaging like that. People are ready to be unified. People are ready for their freedom back. and just to get life back as normal. And we love our country and we love each other. Like I was saying earlier, the generosity of the American heart is just second to none. You know, we have food rolled out for us. We have these beautiful letters from children. Little boy Travis wrote us a postcard, and he said to the hero truckers, "Thanks for keeping me free." And he taped a cookie to the postcard. I mean, it's just the sweetest, most heartwarming things that we've seen over and over and over again. People just emptying out their purses with all the cash they have, you know, even if it's $3 or $300, you know, to help pay for the gas, to keep these kings of the road rolling.
Right.
And thanking all of us for doing what we're doing. People feel heard and they feel seen. And this movement has raised our voices very loudly, very clearly to Washington. And the eyes of the world are on us right now. We need to do this. We need every hand on deck right now, because we have always been the beacon of light and hope for the world.
Yes.
And we cannot let that light go out on our watch.
Well, and you know, I think about what's happening in the Ukraine, and I'm in touch with pastors on the ground in Ukraine, and their message is, hey, we don't want Americans over here fighting our war. We don't want it to be an occupied country. We want to fight our own battle. We just need a little bit of help. We need a little bit of help so we can push back. We need some munitions. We need some, you know, some tools in order to be able to accomplish the victory that we need. But, you know, we're seeing with our convoy a pushback so that we don't get to the place that they are in the Ukraine. And we know that there is a force that would love for that to take place here. And we're saying no. That's not who we are. That's not what America is about. There can be free expression of ideas. There can be individuals. There are people that are in your convoy that have differing worldviews or differing perspectives. But the thing that unites them is we want to be free and we want to be able to express our views and our opinions and to care for one another in those moments when we need one another for that purpose.
Absolutely. That is so well put. And that is exactly right. But people are rallying. And this is just an incredible machine at this point. And it's one of such grace and unity and loving, firm intent. It's been magic. It really has.
What is the when does it come? You know, you're getting to Hagerstown. I mean, you're at kind of at the edge. You're at the East Coast.
Yeah.
Do you now work your way back west? Where does this go? What's the next step? What are action points for people?
We are going to on Tuesday, I believe. We are going to be having a meeting with some leaders.
Okay.
And so that's exciting. And we have a lot of speakers coming in. We're going to be having some a couple of small little events that I think are going to be very compelling and poignant and turning points. So that's kind of where we're at.
Okay. Well, and I think, you know, getting people actively involved in engaging with their representatives. I talk about this all the time. We need people who have the right ideals, the ideals of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we need those kinds of people. We need to return ourselves to a representative constitutional republic, and we need the administrative state to be abolished. We that needs to stop. We need this judicial activism to stop. We need the country returned to we the people, and I do believe
Absolutely.
We need God as the undergirding for that, because we need that godly foundation so that we know that our rights don't come from men who will take our rights, but from God who freely gives us our rights.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. And that is the sentiment that I hear and see, being boots on the ground here and at the forefront of this. That is the sentiment of, you know, the American people, and they want their founding documents honored and
Amen.
Adhered to.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his realm.
This week on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll describes how to make your family thrive.
If we are willing to go so far as to die for our children, why is it that we often don't seem willing to live for them? Don't hold back your hugs. If it helps, practice the words, I love you.
Hear Chuck Swindoll describe the biblical ingredients for family success this week on Insight for Living.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400. Changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well, and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this bore well through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can